This is Drive with Lucy Braden on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
And it's time to meet another member of Tasmania's Multicultural Council. So we kicked this segment off last year, and it was so interesting to hear the different cultures and the different stories of people who have decided to call the beautiful state of Tasmania home. Now, joining me today is, of course, the chair of the Multicultural Council, Dutta Mahabre, and board member, Joanna Kubios. Wonderful to have you both in. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And Joanna, I have to start with you because you've brought this incredible instrument in. What is it? And will you be playing some music for us?
If there's time. it's a cuatro. It's a Venezuelan cuatro, actually. I'm Chilean, but this originated in Venezuela about in the 1800s. And, of course, is, again, another co-production of the Spanish guitar. That's what basically we had in Chile. That's what the Spanish arrived with. And then all these other instruments came along, and one of them was the Venezuelan cuatro.
Beautiful. Okay, in 5-6 minutes' time, we are going to hear Joanna put the cuatro. I don't think I said that right.
Cuatro, no, it's good.
To you. So looking forward to hearing that. Joanna, tell us a little bit about your migration to Tasmania. What brought you here and when?
I think adventure brought me here a while ago. I was 23. I was quite young. And I came back. I had to come back to Chile because my visa expired. And I came back to study. I fell in love with Tasmania. I thought Tasmania is the best place to be. And 21 years later, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's probably even better. We've been so lucky here.
And you didn't just fall in love with Tassie.
No, there was a man as well. I had to stay for a man. So, yeah, my family wasn't very happy about that, but now they're pretty happy. And I've got a son, and we often go back to Chile because all my family's there, of course. So, yeah, it's been a very good option for me. I really couldn't think of any better place to raise a child.
What is it about Tassie that you think just makes it so great, and to raise your beautiful child?
The quality of life, I think. I mean, for everyone, even now, Tassie has evolved a lot from 20 years before, but the quality of life, the people, the multiculturalism as well, I think that's all very, it's a very colourful, in many ways, a very colourful place to be. And for me, I see it as an eye to Australia, but that no one else sees. It's like we're an invisible, well, now a bit more, obviously, but 20 years ago, really, no one cared about Tasmania. I mean, now, obviously, we're much more prominent in the world map. But, yeah, it's like we can see everything that's happening, but we're here in a little bubble. And I hate to say that, but it is so true. We're super lucky to be here.
Dutta, do you hear that a lot as well with people moving to Tasmania?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's people like Joanna and people from around the world who actually come and settle here and call Tasmania home that make this such a beautiful place, isn't it, Lucy? This is what we are proud of at Multicultural Council of Tasmania. Like, it's we celebrate different cultures. We see the value of how rich it can make a society. People like Joanna. Mm-hmm. It's not just the food and the music and the art, but the skill sets as well that people bring in. I don't think we have mentioned this, but Joanna is actually a PhD. She's a doctor in biology. Is that correct, Joanna?
Very humble.
Yeah, I don't exercise my career. So, it's micropaleontology. So I did a PhD a few years ago. Then I had a child, and that's it. That was the end of my career.
That throws things completely out the window.
Yep.
How did your parents feel, your family feel, when you left so young?
They knew I was going to leave eventually. I don't. It's funny because when you're in your country, you don't want to be there, especially when you're a teenager. Mm. And then when you're out of your country, you really appreciate what it can bring you and what it has taught you, even without you knowing. And one of the things was the music, I guess. You know, I wouldn't have anything to do with Chilean music until I got here, which is, I think it happens. I'm not the only one who've said that. The people just appreciate what they have far away even more. Yeah.
And so raising your son here, have you been introducing him to Chilean culture and food and music and a bit of everything?
Well, I cook for food for a living, so he's forced to be introduced to food.
He has to eat it.
And both me and my partner is an excellent musician. I mean, I'm nothing compared to him. He's very, he's played for many, many years. So, yeah, he has to listen to music. He has no choice but to listen to music, whether he likes it or not. And I'm hoping at some point he'll really pick up whatever instrument he wants to play. Yeah.
So food for a living. What do you mean by that?
I've got a stall at Talamanca. I've got a little tiny micro business.
Well, talk us through it. What do you create?
Empanadas. So it's a Latin American pasty. Yeah,
Love them.
Yeah, for your face, I'm sure you know them. Yeah.
And so what made you decide to, I guess, set up a stall there?
Well, I had a child in the middle of a time where doing anything that has anything to do, I don't want to be political, but anything that had anything to do with anthropogenic CO2 was really wrong. So a lot of people were, there was a lot of issues at all the amazing scientific entities we have here. A lot of people were getting sacked at that time. So I wasn't going to get a job. So I decided to set up a business with a friend. Yeah. And it was really good because I just had a child and I really couldn't probably work full time anyway. So, yeah, it was perfect for me.
And what has the pandemic been like for you? It's probably been a while since you were able to head home and see your family.
I was there in November 2019. And actually that was really interesting because it is when the Chilean unrest happened. Right there, I arrived on the day where everything was happening. There were burning stations. It was really, really rough. But to be there was actually really good. And that was the last time I've been, obviously, and I'm hoping I'll get there. Yeah, but for Chile, it's been a really hard time. Between a civil unrest and the pandemic, it's not looking very good. Mm. But I think there's a lot of hope because there's a lot of things happening now that are giving us a lot of hope.
Dasha, how tough has this period been, the pandemic, for, members of the Multicultural Council, their families, and just, trying to get home as well? It must be really tough.
Exactly. I think we kind of touched upon it in our last segment as well. Like, it's over 26 months now for me that I have personally seen my family, and it's true for a lot of other people as well. I'll give you a couple of examples. Like, I play cricket with Somali's Eagles. It's a multicultural club as part of the UN Channel Cricket Association. So we've had a couple of our friends, cricketers who, again, young, who have lost their parents overseas, and it's been so disheartening because they have not been able to be there for them, their moms or their family, and you can imagine how hard it must be for someone
it.
The friend that I'm referring to here. Like, it was so shaking for us just finding out about his news, and this is very, very common at the moment, and I think we have to be considerate. I appeal to everyone, if you know about this such of incidences, look after each other and help each other out, because this is really tough time, and the most uncertain thing is you don't know when this thing is going to be under control. COVID has really fundamentally shaken the fabric of our society in a lot of ways. It's testing time.
Yeah, it certainly has. Look, let's move on to some beautiful music because we've got a couple of minutes left.
Oh, okay.
So I would love for you to hear some of Joanna's music on this piece called The Cuatro.
The Cuatro. I have to admit I don't play like a normal cuatro. I'm not a chamber player. I'm not a classical cuatro player. And this is actually a cumbia. We're playing, I should probably mention the Multicultural Council is organizing the festival in a couple of the cultural, it's called my Multicultural Festival. And I'm going to be collaborating there with Matt Ralph, which is an amazing musician. I'm really, really happy to be collaborating with him. But also there'll be all of these amazing performances as well.
That's on the 19th of February at the Long Beach at 4:30. So
beautiful. Yes. Okay, 19th of February at Long Beach. We've got 1 minute. So okay, we're just squeezing up some beautiful tunes.
All right. You can cut me up whenever you want.
Thanks, guys.
Alors je respire, même si la tête ne peut plus y croire. Alors je respire, et même si le cœur me quiere flotar. Respira, y cualquier momento, y olvida todo pensamiento. Lamento, respira, ven y vuélvete el viento. Cada promesa que el viento me trae me pone de nuevo a cantar. Nunca te olvides que todo es más fácil y quiero aprender a confiar. Si olvidas, respira. Si olvidas, respira. La pena, penita, pena, ahora tú respiras. Penita, pena, ahora tú respiras.